Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
A new AI startup, or AI, you know, using startup, has raised a ton of money, and that is Glean. They've raised $260 million at a $4.6 billion valuation just yesterday. They call themselves the Google for work, which I know is kind of like, what the heck does that actually mean, especially with Google doing everything? I want to break down what they do and why I think there's a huge opportunity here for you and for anyone listening to AI Hustle with AI Side Hustles. And what this all kind of ties into is, this week I've talked a lot about the opportunity for people to become AI consultants. So become an expert on a certain technology, a certain tool, and consult businesses for it. This is something you can make a lot of money for. I recently talked with Connor Grennan, who is the head of, or who is the AI architect over at NYU Stern. And he charges like $20,000 to go and speak to a group of people on generative AI and kind of, you know, what's happening in the industry, do trainings, being a consultant, essentially. In addition, he's created courses and trainings and helps people over at NYU Stern learn this kind of stuff. So it's incredibly lucrative. I think it's an amazing thing. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are kind of an outlier when it comes to using generative AI, when it comes to becoming an expert in your field. And so I think there's so many opportunities, and I want to talk about one of them, which I think is this company, Glean, specifically. So, oh, the one other thing I'll mention is that if you're interested in a really deep dive on becoming an AI consultant, I have a whole 20-minute deep dive that I've created of exclusive content over on our school community. So there's a link in the description to join the school community. It's at a very big discount this week, but eventually we'll make it $50 or $100 a month. This week, it's a fraction of that. So you can go join it and get that deep dive on how to become an AI consultant. I think this is going to be a huge business in the future and already today. So what exactly is Glean doing? Of course, the big headline is that they just raised $260 million. But what they actually allow you to do is to get complex client relationship data from emails, Slack messages, calls. And essentially what that means is, like, if you have like a CRM, right, where you were, or a company has a CRM where they organize all of their customers into like one specific database, Glean is able to go and figure out, get a bunch of really interesting relationship data. It listens to phone calls, it reads emails, it reads Slack messages, and it's able to say, okay, this customer is kind of at this stage of the funnel. This customer is interested in these products, these things. It's like all this data that would be very, very hard for a salesperson or someone to kind of like keep track of and write down. And by using Glean, you're able to ask it questions and it's able to give you a lot of that information. So that's one thing. What's really interesting about this, one company they said that they're working with saved over $200 million globally because they said employees were saving using Glean about 2 to 3 hours a week on information searches. Now, 2 to 3 hours a week per employee for bigger organizations, yeah, that's $200 million globally. Now, that is a huge amount of money to save. But at the same time, this was Glean that really had to do a ton of work to go and make that sale happen with that company, and I had to train them and onboard them and work with them. And what I believe there's a huge opportunity for, now, this is a huge opportunity for any industry and any tool. But for example, if you became an expert at how to use Glean, how it integrated with software, how companies could use it to save, for example, $200 million globally. And if you wanted to be an expert and a consultant on that, you'd produce a ton of content on these case studies, what Glean's doing, new features that Glean's having, how companies can use whatever their feature set is to save money. And you could approach companies to essentially become a consultant, and you could charge a ton of money to teach them how to use this tool that could, you know, save them $200 million. When a company is saving $200 million a year, they'll pay you a lot of money as a consultant to help implement something like that. So Glean's one example. There's hundreds of other AI software tools, but I just think this is a really big business because these companies need someone to teach them how to do it. So what else does Glean do? I think this is a really interesting company. They have something called Knowledge Graph, and essentially this represents really complex relationships in a really flexible. It's sort of intuitive. And essentially, they are transforming data handling using AI. So they're using retrieval augmented generation, which is RAG, which essentially is allowing them to store like tons and tons of data from all of these different platforms, Slack, email, phone calls, and you can query it. And just like an LLM, like on ChatGPT, it would be the LLM going through this giant database of information instead of going through, you know, whatever data set ChatGPT is trained on. So RAG, retrieval augmented generation, is able to then go search through and pull information out of there. So GraphRAG, which is what they're really helping implement, and what its strength is specifically, is that GraphRAG is improving on kind of the traditional RAG that I just explained by letting the AI to look at the relationship between different entities. This reduces hallucinations a lot. It makes it a lot more accurate. And it also is able to explain things a lot better, especially for complex queries, right? So like I mentioned, you might say, where is, you know, these customers in a sales funnel? But it's like, I'm looking for, but like a more complex would be like, I'm looking for customers based in North America that are interested in our highest tier product, and they're further down along down the sales cycle, and they've expressed interest in X, Y, and Z products, right? So this is much more complex. This system has to go through, find those people. And it's kind of interesting because you've seen probably similar things in a way with like a spreadsheet where you have all your customers in a spreadsheet, and maybe you have like different cells that are like checked off for different things, and you try to like make these complex filters to show certain types of customers. Well, that's fantastic if your data is super clean and well oriented or organized and like documented, but 99% of the time, at least 90% of the time for a lot of these big organizations, that is not the case. So they're able to really grab like raw data, not formatted, right? So we're talking like the transcript of a phone call or an email, and they're able to query against that with all of your stuff. So it's like using natural language to apply the filters. This is phenomenal. Honestly, I love this stuff. It's so cool and it's so usable. And obviously, this is why they're able to raise $260 million. It's complex. It's very useful, saves the companies a lot of money. And I think this is why a software like this would be a good one to become an expert in. But there's a lot of other ones, if you're more interested in other things, to become an expert in if you're interested in becoming an AI consultant. So all of that to say, what are some of the open source solutions, right? Like, is this the only one? Is there other ones? There's a bunch of different tools, LangChain, Llama Index. They all kind of have frameworks for creating and querying knowledge graphs using AI models. So they're essentially using this kind of RAG application. This is becoming a lot more accessible and scalable for companies. So companies are also using like LangChain, Llama Index. If you're interested in becoming an expert, those are two other ones to look at. A little bit more technical, and yeah, just that those are a little bit more technical. Glean is a little bit easier for the average person to use. But regardless, I think this is really exciting technology. So much is happening right now in the industry. And like I mentioned, this is a software and a technology that is saving hundreds of millions of dollars for companies. So companies are saving so much money that they're willing to pay people a lot of money to teach them and help them implement this. Or even if you became an expert, created a training course or a any sort of course, people would buy that, use that. And it would be, you know, all you'd have to do is kind of create specific content around that. And the people that are looking for that will find you, and that's typically much more high ticket people. So in any case, if you are interested in learning more about Glean, go check out their site. It's a phenomenal piece of software, but you know, not sponsored or anything, just impressed with what they've done. But if you're interested in becoming an AI consultant, maybe becoming an expert in one of these areas, I created an entire, like I mentioned, 20-minute long video deep diving into how you contact your customers, how you get a hold of them, how you sell yourself as an AI consultant and grow that sort of side hustle business, which really can become a very big main hustle. I think it's incredibly scalable. There's a link in the description to our school community that has a whole exclusive piece of